Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Teresa show. The day after the parade, and man, it was something we were not expecting in Kansas City. And here's the update from the Kansas City Police Chief.
This is not Kansas City. I'm angered by what happened, but I want you to know that the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department and all the law enforcement officers that were there today, that were serving and protecting, did the best that they could, and I'm so proud of them that they ran into danger, getting two people into custody, and at the same time rendering life-sustaining aid to those victims. We were here for a safe celebration, and because of two bad actors or more, is why we're standing here today. We will recover as a city. My heart goes out to our victim who is deceased. But your police department stands ready, and we are invested in the safety and betterment of Kansas City.
You know, and our thoughts and prayers go out to, you know, being in the business, we all seem to know each other. And to KKFI, who Lisa Lopez Galvin worked there.
She was a radio DJ, but she also was a mobile DJ, wasn't she?
Yes.
I think she was really known for events and weddings.
Big time. She's really good.
She's a mom.
I hosted a couple of events where she was playing. Like I was I've been in appearance, and she was there. Very well known. So sad, a mom of two, yeah. And hopefully there'll be a post. You know, like.
The station posted. It's actually the radio station, I believe, that confirmed.
Yeah, but I meant like a GoFundMe.
I don't know.
Something like that. It's just horrible. We're all going to feel bad for a long time.
Her brother is the mayor pro tem of Lee Summit, Beto Lopez, and he also said that his two nieces and nephew were among the injured.
Right.
Mm-hmm. This is just not what I thought we would be talking about the day after the Super Bowl celebration. It feels very heavy. And there's almost no words to say.
You're absolutely right. But, you know, being on the air, it's our duty to talk about the good and the bad. And once again, just like it could be, I think a lot of people are going to have that guilt. Why was I so lucky? Why didn't it affect me? You know, when your phone rang yesterday, I'm sure you guys got calls. Us being in the industry, knowing people from all over the country, just kept calling and calling and calling. When my kid called, frantic, out of town. There's a million people there, but you know they all care about everybody in your family, and I think your kids are going to have a hard time today.
I was down there yesterday, and I had literally from the time that the chief said, "Okay, you know, danced and got off the stage," I was at the Liberty Memorial at the base of it.
Mm-hmm.
I walked from there to my car, which is maybe 5 minutes, and then I immediately got a call from my mom that said, "Are you okay? There's a shooting," and then. I honestly was okay yesterday, like just trying to get through the motions and get home until this morning when Tara came in and gave me a hug and she's like, "I'm so glad you're okay." And it just hit me. Like, this is the first time that I've actually cried about it.
And you know what? That's okay. It's okay not to have a good day today because you're not. And if anybody wants to call and talk, that's the thing. This is not an easy thing to talk about, but I think we have to. I was so worried for Steve Serrano, was there on the stage, and when you see people running kind of where he's at.
Yeah, he said that they made him go inside Union Station. He was among the people that they, I guess, sort of locked down. That was very scary. He was the last one that we heard from to make sure he was okay.
Good morning, Mick. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, Teresa, I'm right there with you, girl. Like, I was on the highway, like, after the parade. And my wife called and was like, "Where are you?" And I was like, "I'm on my way home." She was like, "You need to get home now. There was a shooting." And all I could think of was I still had friends down there. And I was like, "Are you freaking kidding me? Like, what the heck is going on?" And, you know, and then I heard someone died and it was a DJ. And, you know, it sucks that she lost her life. But I was, like, thinking of you all, because I listen to you all the time, and Steve Serrano, and then Steve said, "I'm good," and I was like, "Oh, my God." It was just, like, crazy that event happened, and I'm glad you guys were okay. It just sucks that those 22 people got affected, and I hope that they recover. And I know MVS is trying to reach out to the families to try to help out and the other Chiefs players, but I just want to say I love you guys, and thanks for everything that you do. And I'm sorry you guys had to go through that yesterday.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad that you're safe.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
I just want to say that I'm glad that everyone at the station is safe and that you guys made it out of there. And it just truly sucks because yesterday we were all at work watching the parade. And first, my husband and I were going to go. But we have a trip to Oklahoma this weekend. And we were like, no, we can't take off. And now I'm glad I didn't because I have a 2-year-old son that would be waiting for me at home. Like, it's always the what ifs that get you.
Yeah.
And I think that's what this whole city is, was like, well, what if that was me? And I think that sucks because now if KC ever wins another Super Bowl, is there going to ever be a parade again?
It's going to change everything.
It definitely is. 100%. Thank you. Hey, have a safe trip to Oklahoma.
Thank you.
That is one thing that's just kind of hard to grasp, and that is the fact that it happened right here in our backyard.
Yeah.
I mean, right here during a celebration. And kids.
And this is such a unique situation. There's so many kids that are involved.
Yes.
You guys, we had like the governors of both states. We had mayors. There were so many people there. And I'll tell you, we noticed it when we were walking around yesterday that, you know, every building had snipers. Like they said there were over 600 officers there. I mean, they were doing everything in their power to keep us safe. And this still happened.
Yeah, watching the news and talking to some cop friends and stuff, they did everything they were supposed to do.
Yeah.
You can't stop everything. But I think the one thing that you can do, and that is talk to your kids today.
Yes.
Talk to your teenagers, because this is going to affect them. I mean, when we're three adults and it's affecting us.
Yes.
Imagine a kid. Yeah.
There's lots of mental health resources going around, too. Like Rocket said at the start of this, it's okay if you're not okay. This is something very real. And I think, like Teresa was saying, it may hit us all at different times
as
we process what we're going through.
Another thing they're saying, especially here locally, because it's the number one thing we're all talking about, be careful to limit what your kids are watching. It's going to be all over the news. Obviously, we're talking about it. It was immediately all over social media. That's another thing. Because of the nature of what it was this huge Super Bowl parade. Everybody was live. Every news station was live. ABC National News was live. So it all unfolded live. And so there is so much stuff to watch. Just limit your kids and kind of protect them from what they're seeing today.
Yeah, I would definitely.
It's going to get overwhelming for them.
Yeah, I would stay home and talk to your kids today. I mean, they're going to need it.
I saw a lot that said answer questions very directly. It causes more confusion and stress if you beat around the bush.
Yeah, don't just bottle it all inside. And in fact, if you want somebody to talk to, we're here. That's what we're going to do today.
That's what today's about. Yeah,
we're here for you. All right, let's take a break. You do have more info coming our way.
Yeah,
don't you?
I do want to talk about just some of the Chiefs players that have been posting and just sharing their love with all of us, Kansas City, because they know that you were down there to support them and celebrate them. Share some of the things and then what some of the players are trying to do to help.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rockin' and Teresa show. The day after, was supposed to be the biggest celebration in Kansas City. You know, yesterday after the show, we were all talking about how great it is, you know, to live in the city. Everything is going great. The Chiefs were on there. They were all just partying quite a bit, having a good time. And then seconds, everybody's lives in Kansas City change like a drop of a hat.
Yeah, we now know that Lisa Lopez Galvin was the radio DJ who lost her life yesterday. And then 22 others, including children, were injured. I was even making comments because you see these things all over the country and there's usually like bad, you know, crime that happens, and how we always brag on our city that like we're a good city and we all behave and like there's not arrested, these kind of things. And I was even making comments about like, look at all the people that are like picking up their trash and how good everyone's being and how kind everyone's being to each other. It was just so unexpected yesterday.
And when you have over, you know, like right at 1 million people, you can't protect everybody. But I'm telling you, those hundreds of cops who were out there did their job.
Yeah. They rushed right into it. The Chiefs, if you weren't down there and couldn't tell the timeline, like they literally just got off the stage.
Right.
it was crazy. In fact, we said we were our very own Steve Serrano was the DJ on the stage, and we were very concerned about him. He is okay, but he was the last one out of our group to check in with us because I think they shoved them all inside Union Station. A lot of the players have been expressing their love for our city and how they feel. Patrick Mahomes, I believe, was one of the first, and he wrote that he is praying for Kansas City. Guard Trey Smith thanked the emergency personnel who ran towards the sound of danger. Travis Kelce said that he was heartbroken, and he added, "KC, you mean the world to me." Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Marquez Valdes-Scantling, he posted that he would like to get in contact with the children at the hospital and their families. He said first he wants to make sure they're okay, but he would also like to give them some stuff from the team and just help with their recovery. We do know that all of the children, none of it is life-threatening. They are all going to recover from their injuries.
But I think as a parent, everybody is just thinking, oh my gosh, that could have been my kids. And you're right.
Oh yeah.
It could have been your kids. And your kids are going to be wanting to talk. Maybe they're a little shy. You need to sit down and talk with the kids because this is going to jack Kansas City up for a while.
Yeah. Another thing, too, and we'll talk more about this throughout the morning, but you should know that the FBI, they want to talk to anyone who was there that witnessed it. If you were taking any video, even if you don't think that you caught anything important, mm-hmm. you just never know. And so they, if you have anything that could be helpful, they would like to contact you and just be able to analyze your video and stuff.
So I do want to share part of the story. You said that you were there and you saw all the cops or different,
So a lot of the media, we were up at the National World War One Museum and Memorial. We were literally at the base of the Liberty Memorial, okay, mm-hmm. like looking over the wall. And in fact, you might have watched Katie Horner a lot yesterday. They showed her on TV. We were right next to where she was. And so from the Chiefs, they finished and they were all exiting the stage. So from that wall there at the Liberty Memorial to the very up close parking that was right there. So less than 5 minutes. It was from there to my car that it all happened. And I got to my car and immediately my mom started calling and she said, "Are you okay? There's a shooting." It's because everything was live. You know, right. All the reporters were reporting live as it was happening. So she knew even before I did.
I had a lot of friends who couldn't get a hold of their kids. Once again, you have almost a million people out there. Cell service was not the best. And it's just one of those things. I've always said this years and years ago. Always be the I love you person.
Yeah.
My daughter called panicked. Have a million people, but it could always, you know, you think it's going to always happen to somebody else. It could happen to you too.
Can you imagine how scary too? They have to be very careful because they're children and because of HIPAA laws and everything.
Right.
But when the person from Children's Mercy was doing a press conference yesterday, she confirmed that that there were some kids there who were being treated for gunshot wounds, and then she couldn't give the details of the others. What I'm hearing is that they got like trampled. There were some broken legs.
Yeah,
and
I heard that too.
But a reporter said, "Can you tell us, were all the parents with the children when they arrived at the hospital, or were some of them separated?" And she confirmed some of them had been separated, and they helped to reunite the children. Can you imagine that feeling?
Yeah.
Not even knowing where your child is and if they're okay.
Tara, what were you watching? What network were you watching when you said you saw a guy live realizes something was going on behind him?
I believe that was 41 Action News. It was three anchors broadcasting, and they were just kind of doing happy parade stuff, and you can see their faces change, and they see people behind them start running, and they say, "People are running," and they seem very unsure about what's going on, and then they say, this looks different. I think something's going on." And they slowly had to figure out that it was a real emergency, something negative.
I think Teresa said it best when she was like, "Look, all the networks were there.
Yes,
people from like even CNN were there because it's a Super Bowl parade.
Yeah,
and it broke, and it was like there was nonstop coverage, like right as it happened.
Yeah, it was chaos. And you know, I was trying to get my car out when it happened, and all of a sudden, here comes all the emergency vehicles. Because since I was there at the museum, it was that side road where I was trying to exit that they all got into the area, and just like police cars and ambulances and everybody just flying down this road, and you could hear the people just yelling at the ones in the road saying, "Get out of the way, get out of the way, here they come, you know, clear the road, let them get through." It was unlike anything I've ever experienced.
It was like a movie.
Yeah. I definitely want to take a second to thank our Kansas City community, obviously the first responders that ran toward the danger and helped all of us, but also just the citizens. We had some citizens that tackled one of the guys.
From Omaha, yeah.
We have somebody on the text line that said, "Two gentlemen grabbed me and my sister and covered us for safety until all was clear." Rachel Sanchi, our friend who used to work at KMBC, she was at Union Station celebrating and had two little girls that she had never met in her life. She was protecting them and praying in the bathroom at Union Station, trying to stay safe. And I am so thankful for all the good people in Kansas City.
I think there was even one, and I can't confirm this, but I feel like I saw one boy too that was being interviewed by the news. He was one of the ones inside Union Station, and he said that Andy Reid actually said something to him to comfort him and make him feel
better.
That's
amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a sad day in Kansas City. And look, if you need to talk to anybody, you'll call us up, 816-476-7093. You can text. We'll keep it updated because we're not going to forget this. And we're not going to forget the victim, who, which was, and I say this before, I've said it before, sometimes when you're in this business, you think in the back of your mind something like this could happen, being what we do for a living. And it did.
Just being anxious in general, too, having anxiety, you tend to think of the worst case scenario in big crowds. And I was talking to one of our sister stations this morning saying, I just hate so much that my anxiety became a reality.
It did. I mean,
it's horrific.
All right, let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll have more audio for you, right?
Yeah, from the mayor, the police chief, Stacey Graves. And then, Tara, what you were talking about, they actually did interview the some of the citizens that helped to hold down one of the shooters.
Good morning, Casey. Happy Thursday. It's Rocket and Tricia's show. Trying to make it as happy as we can after what happened yesterday. Yesterday was a great day. Started out wonderful. And those of you that were out there, I'm glad that most of you made it home safe. Unfortunately, there were some who did not make it home.
Yeah, I don't think that we can make it happy at all today. I'm feeling very difficult having to report this. Rocket, you and I have gone through too many things like this in our career.
Yep.
We now know that the victim who died yesterday was a radio DJ and a mobile DJ. Her name is Lisa Lopez Galvin. She lost her life. She's a mom. She has kids. We know that there are 22 other people injured, including children. This is actually, this was earlier in the day yesterday when Police Chief Stacey Graves spoke.
This is not Kansas City. I'm angered by what happened, but I want you to know that the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department and all the law enforcement officers that were there today, that were serving and protecting, did the best that they could, and I'm so proud of them that they ran into danger getting two people into custody and at the same time rendering life-sustaining aid to those victims. We were here for a safe celebration, and because of two bad actors or more, it is why we're standing here today. We will recover as a city. I my heart goes out to our victim who is deceased. But your police department stands ready, and we are invested in the safety and betterment of Kansas City.
Over 800 police officers were on the scene. 600 of them were from KCPD. We know that victims were taken to Children's Mercy, Truman Medical Center, St. Luke's Hospital. They did a press conference from Children's Mercy yesterday confirming that the ages of the victims were between 6 and 15. As young as 6 years old, being treated at the hospital yesterday. This is Mayor Quentin Lucas.
I'm heartbroken. First of all, I'm praying for the victims and the families impacted. I start with them. I'm incredibly upset, disappointed. I was there with my wife. I was there with my mother. We never would have thought that we, along with Chiefs players, along with fans, hundreds of thousands of people, would be forced to run for our safety today. I think that I'll let the investigation shake out before coming to any further conclusions, but I think the initial response absolutely is anger. You know, we have done a number of these now, and this is a day that a lot of people look forward to, something they remember for a lifetime. And what they shouldn't have to remember is the threat of gun violence marring a day like this, injuring them and their families. This morning, I was actually thinking about bringing my child, as many people in Kansas City did, and I don't want us to have to, in our country, for every big event, think about a concern of being shot.
He made some good points, too, about how packed we were with first responders. There were snipers. There were undercover cops. Mm-hmm. They had different agencies coming in. ATF was there. Everybody was there to protect us. But he made a great point that even as ready as you can be, those things can happen so quickly. We have those brave men and women that run towards the danger. But again, once they're running toward the danger, it's already happened.
Mm-hmm. Big thanks to those people that Tara's referring to, all of the first responders, whether they were trying to protect us or doing life-saving measures to help the victims. But also, I'm sure you've seen the video now of just people that were there, citizens, people who were there attending the parade who tackled one of the shooters. I believe this is Paul Contreras.
We tackled him.
He got close to me. I got the right angle on him, and I hit him from behind. And when I hit him from behind, I either jarred the gun out of his hand or out of his sleeve. Because as I'm taking him down to the ground, I see the gun on the ground.
That video was crazy, mm-hmm. watching that. But it was amazing to see. It wasn't just one person. They dogpiled on top of this person, doing whatever they could to stop them.
And I'm so thankful they did. I mean, that person could have caused more damage or even just gotten away with it.
It's so sad to watch the footage because the city stopped. Mm-hmm. Did you notice yesterday the city stopped when this went live? You mentioned earlier you watched a news reporter actually see it all go down. We did too. The whole city saw it.
I feel like they all were. Every channel, they were panicking.
Yes, go to the phones. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Morning. This is Angela. You guys talked to me yesterday morning from Oak Park Mall.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, right.
I was down there. My anxiety is still through the roof.
Yeah.
Because I just stood there frozen, and all I could think about was my kids and my grandbabies.
Are all of your loved ones safe?
I went by myself, and that's what was scary, is I was by myself.
Yeah.
Well, reach out and talk to somebody.
Yes.
Thanks for calling us. Yeah. Like, vent or just, you know, it's good that you're sharing your feelings.
Yeah, what you're feeling is normal.
Yes.
And I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah, I was scared. I didn't know what to do because I was on the parade route, and then I moved my way to Union Station, and I was so excited. And people were joking about me about not trying to tackle Travis, and I stood there frozen. I didn't know what to do.
Well, make sure you talk to somebody, and I appreciate you calling, and we wish you the best, okay?
All right, thank you.
Bye.
You bet. You know, there's so many people out there right now that are feeling the exact same thing.
Yes, and I've seen lots of social media posts and lots of news broadcasts saying, call XYZ number, talk to somebody, it's okay to not be okay. So if you want to go to our text line and send us those numbers, if you know a reliable number or website for who people can contact, let us know, 816-476-793. We will be sure to share it as much as we can.
And we are by no means experts, okay?
Right.
Obviously, we are not professionals, but we live in this city just like you do, and we are here, and we have this platform. And if you just need to talk and just vent a little bit and just share how you're feeling, we're here all morning long.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. So it's not a normal day today. In fact, it's actually kind of hard being in the business even talking about today.
Yeah, just trying to keep up with everything, and we're still getting more information. Of course, the latest is that we know that one person died at yesterday's shooting, and that is Lisa Lopez Galvin, who is a radio DJ and a mobile DJ. She worked at KKFI. We also know that some of her family members were injured. I believe two. We know that it was her brother is saying that it was two nieces and nephew. So I don't know the relation to her, but we know that there were 22 other victims, and there were children that were taken to Children's Mercy Hospital.
Yeah, I had some friends and connections at Children's, and they were like, they couldn't say anything. And I get what's going on, but Kansas City wanted answers so fast yesterday because a lot of people couldn't get a hold of family members. And if you were one of those, and look, it's good to talk it out and get it out. We'd love to let you express your thoughts or opinions here at 816-476-7093. Call or text.
Yes, definitely. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Definitely talk with us, with Kansas City. We're all in this together, feeling all of these feelings. There's also professionals that you can contact. It's definitely okay to not be okay. You can call 24/7, 913-268-0156. Or simply 988. You can also text SHARE to 741-741 if you just need to text it out with someone.
And if you've already had this conversation with your kids and you think it went well, Call us up and share that so other parents, because not everybody's going to deal with this in the same way.
Agreed.
It's very, very difficult.
Yeah, one thing I think also that we cannot mention enough this morning is that the FBI wants to talk to anyone who witnessed anything yesterday. A lot of you were taking video, and you might think that your video doesn't have any importance and you didn't get anything on there that's of significance, but we don't know that. Let's let the authorities decide that. And so if you were in the area, if you think you witnessed something or may have caught it on video, talk to the FBI.
So if you were there and what you've seen and you want to share, like I said, feel free to call or text 816-476-7093. I think the thing with all of us being in media and being in radio, that's what got out. And then I had family members I haven't talked to in years. When they hear that radio, They hear Kansas City. Your mom and my daughter were the first to contact us immediately.
I was down there, and I didn't know what was happening until my mom contacted me, because all of the TV stations were live. And so my mom, sitting at home, knew about it and called me and said, "Are you okay? There's a shooter." And I was just getting into my car, and I said, "I'm safe. I don't even know what you're talking about."
I mean, even on the news, we were watching it, and it's like, it was instant. Like, you're watching it, it's a celebration. Oh, look at those guys, they're partying. They won the Super Bowl. Of course they're partying. To a dead silence. Everybody paused and was like, this is happening right now, and we're watching it right now on TV.
It was so fast, too, because I want you guys to understand, I didn't have to walk miles to my car. Because we were media, we had a section there at the bottom of Liberty Memorial, and then I was parked in the parking lot right there next to it. So it was just like less than 5 minutes from me leaving where I was standing to getting to my car. That's how fast it happened. Like, the Chiefs finished up, they were walking off the stage, I turned to walk to my car, and when I got to my car, my mom was calling me saying, "What's going on? Are you okay?"
And I will say, the local media, Chris Katz and his crew, did a great job of flipping that switch, because the tone had changed.
Yeah.
Everything had changed yesterday.
Yeah. We were actually standing the whole day. We were next to our friends over at KCTV5. Honestly, all of our local news, because they were all there.
Yes.
And they were live and they were watching it unfold. And also, I'd like to say, that I just, my hearts go out to the people that were covering it, because I noticed last night, late at night, after they'd been down there and just gone into work mode all day, at the end of the day, one of them said, "Are you guys okay?" And I saw people break down on the air, because they're like, "I hadn't even thought about it until just now when you asked me."
It's hard. You have to kind of go into that fight or flight, just kind of survive, get through it. And then when you get home, it starts to hit you. You start to process everything that you've seen, everything you've been through, how blessed you are for being safe. And I'm so thankful for all the people around Kansas City that helped us yesterday.
Once again, our hearts go out to everybody out there, including you. Even if you were just a witness there, you're going to be affected by this. This is not, I mean, just because you were, like, say, on the other side of the Union Station, you were there.
It's our city. It's our backyard that this happened.
Yes. And once again, you were talking about the TV crews. You're right, because the TV crews were out there before we got to work yesterday morning. Mm-hmm. And the way that they just kind of brought in new members to keep this thing going, hats off to every person in local media yesterday.
Yeah, and hats off to all of the first responders. There were so many people that just rushed into danger. And then as the chief of police said yesterday, that they not only rushed in to try and stop it and protect, but they immediately started doing life-saving measures to help.
This is not Kansas City. I'm angered by what happened, but I want you to know that the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department and all the law enforcement officers that were there today, that were serving and protecting, did the best that they could, and I'm so proud of them that they ran into danger, getting two people into custody, and at the same time rendering life-sustaining aid to those victims. We were here for a safe celebration, and because of two bad actors or more, it is why we're standing here today. We will recover as a city. I my heart goes out to our victim who is deceased, but your police department stands ready, and we are invested in the safety and betterment of Kansas City.
And we can't say this enough. If you were there around that and you were just taking video, the FBI wants to see your videos.
Yeah, they want to talk to anyone who directly witnessed the events yesterday that took place. Even if you think you didn't get anything of significance, you may have.
Somebody on the text line brought up a really good point. It says, prayers and strength for all of us teachers preparing to find the right words to handle the questions that will happen today. Honestly, prayers and strength with you, because that would be so hard to know the right words to say, how much you can say to somebody else's children. I give you all the strength for today.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, man. My English is not so good.
It's okay.
But I want to try.
Can you turn your radio down?
Okay, yes, sir. Okay. I try to say we have to pray. We have to do again for show the people, the world, like Kansas City is strong. Like when they everybody, they win the decibel, the more. We need to do better again,
yeah.
Better. And the Chiefs, like, because now Kansas City is like a New York, better, because they need to celebrate with control, with, I don't know, you have passport, ID. Everybody, like, it was a new year the new year on New York. This, yesterday, it was like this big. So I try to say to the people, I don't know what is the people, the owner, the team, the chief, they need to open the Chiefs stadium and do it again. So don't cry. They do it better for the life that's not here, and pray and do something better.
You got
because
it.
Because the people touch our Chiefs. And this is so strong for me. I don't know. Who died? But it's one. But it's one is enough for here. For me. Like, and nobody touch my kids, my people, my neighbor. Like no, please. No in Missouri, no in Kansas. No, like, for the team, for us, for everybody. Like, please do again. Open this Chiefs stadium. And we have to do better with control, with every. And for the people, see who is Kansas City, who is our community, our people, like who are us.
Yeah.
I
thank you, honey. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. That's a perfect example of what people are trying to say and do today.
Yeah, yes. We have to do better.
All right, let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll have more audio for you. We're still looking for new stuff that's been reported recently.
There's been a lot of people who were down there that have been on Good Morning America and things this morning, so we'll try and get all that coverage for you.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rockin' and Tricia show. The day after, which was supposed to be the biggest celebration in Kansas City, turned tragic yesterday. But seeing all the posts, I will say this. There are a lot of great people in Kansas City. Everybody from the TV crews, we talk about our media friends who were there and who kept covering it. And to all the people like that were out there supporting the Chiefs, who fed people who work at TV stations and radio stations.
Yeah, they said there were a lot of people coming by and bringing food and just helping them.
The fire guys.
Emergency responders.
Everybody that was trying to help. And the bystander, this was all over the news.
Yeah, let's get to the bystanders in one second, but I just want to make sure you're up to date with the latest information. So we know that one woman died, DJ Lisa Lopez Galvin from KKFI Radio, over 20 injured, children included, although the children are all going to be okay and recover from their injuries, according to Children's Mercy, 3 people in custody. Kansas City Chiefs confirmed all players, coaches, family safe and accounted for. And then one of the suspected gunmen in yesterday's shooting was tackled to the ground by fans. That's what Rocket's talking about. There's a lot of video I'm sure you've seen circulating around where it just looks like they literally dogpile on top of this guy. One of those men was Paul Contreras.
We tackled him.
He got close to me. I got the right angle on him and I hit him from behind. And when I hit him from behind, I either jarred the gun out of his hand or out of his sleeve. Because as I'm taking him down to the ground, I see the gun on the ground.
And then that was his daughter, Alyssa Marsh Contreras, shot that video. And Trey Filter and his wife were also down there. And I guess Trey was one of the men who helped tackle. And he did several interviews yesterday. He was on Good Morning America this morning. We're working to get that audio, but this was from yesterday.
I turn, I see a flash, and I think to myself, I hope that's him. There was really no, I didn't see him coming. I think all I recall is barely seeing the guy, and I couldn't believe I caught him. And thinking when I got up, I was just thinking, Matt, sure hope that's him. So, there was just so much going on.
Yeah, that's Trey. His wife, Casey, is the one that you see in the video who helped to secure the gun. Because, they got him down, and then they're all like, get the police. And then the police came over and took over the situation.
You know, the one thing that we haven't really touched on too much, they're showing a little bit of it on Good Morning America right now. how the Chiefs players felt. They were just talking to Trey Smith, who actually went and tried to calm some fans down because it was just chaos there. It happened so fast. And you brought it up earlier this morning, Tristan. You're so right. With all the media crew, we watched that like it was happening.
We watched it unfold live.
Unfold live.
Yeah. You mentioned Chiefs players. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes immediately went to social media and said he was praying for Kansas City. Travis Kelce wrote he was heartbroken and said, KC, you mean the world to me. And then Marquez Valdes-Scantling, he posted that he would like to get in contact with the children and their families to make sure they're okay, first of all. But then also he wants to give them some stuff from the team and help them with their recovery.
Yeah. Once again, text us if you have any advice or anything that you've seen or that works for you talking to kids, because we got a text earlier and I cannot get it out of my mind when you were talking about the teachers.
Yes, she said, thoughts and prayers to all of us teachers today that are going to have to answer tough questions, have those conversations from kids that are just trying to cope with their feelings, just like all the rest of us are. So we're definitely thinking of you today. It would be so hard to know the right amount of information to give to a kid. I mean, you want to be direct. You don't want to leave them wondering, but also if you're a teacher, it's somebody else's children. You don't know how much you're supposed to share with other people's kids. Keeping in the theme of sharing your feelings, talking it out, it's okay to not be okay today for the coming weeks as we all process this. You can call 988. That's it, just 988 dial if you want to talk to a professional 24/7, or text the word share to 741-741.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rocket and Tracy show. You know, it was a bad day yesterday. It started out great. Everything was going fantastic. And then tragedy happened. And, you know, being in the media, we lost a coworker.
Yeah, the one victim who we now know is deceased is Lisa Lopez Galvin. She was a DJ at KKFI Radio. She also did a lot of mobile DJ stuff. Mm-hmm. She's a mom. And we know that some of her family members were also among the injured. So there were over 20 people that were injured and taken to the hospital. We know that all the Chiefs confirmed that their players, coaches, families, that they were all accounted for. It was a very scary situation when Children's Mercy did their press release yesterday, their press conference. They confirmed that some of the kids, who, by the way, all the kids are expected to recover from their injuries.
That's good.
But she did say that some of them, they helped reunite with their families. Can you imagine that feeling of knowing that your child is possibly injured, but not knowing where they are or if they're okay?
It's sad. And you and I were discussing at a conversation off air. Because, look, the whole thing to get together was to celebrate our Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. They were on the biggest cloud ever yesterday.
Yeah.
And you looked at me and you go, I wonder what it was like from them to go to there to here.
Yeah, to go from 100 to zero in a matter of seconds.
Yeah. Our very own Steve Serrano was the DJ on stage. And so he was one of the people that got, I guess, put inside Union Station. And he was the last one that we accounted for, that we knew was okay. And that was very scary for us, not knowing where he was and what was going on. This was the Mayor Quentin Lucas speaking yesterday.
I'm heartbroken. First of all, I'm praying for the victims and the families impacted. I start with them. I'm incredibly upset. Disappointed. I was there with my wife. I was there with my mother. We never would have thought that we, along with Chiefs players, along with fans, hundreds of thousands of people, would be forced to run for our safety today. I think that I'll let the investigation shake out before coming to any further conclusions, but I think the initial response absolutely is anger. You know, we have done a number of these now, and this is a day that a lot of people look forward to. Something they remember for a lifetime. And what they shouldn't have to remember is the threat of gun violence marring a day like this, injuring them and their families. This morning, I was actually thinking about bringing my child, as many people in Kansas City did. And I don't want us to have to, in our country, for every big event, think about a concern of being shot.
This is actually Gabe Wallace, who, according to, and you know, you never know what's true on Twitter and what's not. According to the one I found, it says he's a sophomore at Shawnee Mission East, and he was one of the ones up there close to the barricades, got separated from some of his friends.
Security guard was like, get over the damn fence right now. Yeah, there's a shooter. We hop over. I hit my face on accident. But then, so I headed in there. I had no idea where he was. I head in there, there's like an FBI agent named Megan. She's like, all right, are you okay? Just like, find your friends and everything. But then, so I just headed all the way over here.
So he's talking about how he went inside Union Station, and he's the one I was telling you about earlier that I heard the story that Andy Reid actually helped to comfort him. He said that Coach Reid just said, please breathe. And he said, Andy was trying to comfort me, which was nice. He was kind of hugging me, just like, are you okay, man? Are you okay? Just breathe. And then he said that he, when he made sure that that kid was okay, he left to go check on other people.
Wow. That makes me have so much extra love for Andy Reid. That's amazing.
And the players. There's a lot of several players who were like, I'm here to help you.
Yeah, and we've mentioned this. Lots of people around Kansas City that were helping each other. We had a woman on the text line earlier say that two gentlemen were kind of sheltering over her and her sister, protecting them until they got the all clear. Our friend Rachel Sanchi, who used to work at KMBC, said she was in the restroom at Union Station holding on to two little girls and praying. And she didn't know these two little girls. She was just protecting them, keeping them as safe as possible until they got the all clear. And then, of course, the actual Kansas Cityans that stopped one of the shooters. I mean, we're such a strong community, and we're going to get through this.
There are going to be a lot of people who are going to have scars.
Yes.
It's okay to get and ask for help.
Yes, and there are a lot of very valuable phone lines that are helpful to you. You can call 24/7. The number is 988. That's it. Just 988. Dial. You can talk out your feelings. Whatever you're feeling is valid. It's okay to not be okay. If you're more comfortable texting a conversation, you can text the word SHARE to 741-741.
Good morning, Kansas City. It's a Rockin' Tricia show. Yeah, we're all like everybody else out there, like yourself, having a hard time today. It's kind of one of those things that, you know, you were never expecting to happen here at Kansas City at a celebration. And we have been asking you if you have any questions or, you know, you just need to speak out and let us just try to help and talk to you.
Just express how you're feeling.
Yeah, 816-476-7093 is our phone number and text line. And you've been getting text all morning long.
Yeah, we have lots of stuff coming in, Rocket. Feel free to interrupt me at any time if we get some phone calls. Nate on the text line says, if folks are looking for a way to help, UMKC is hosting a blood drive tomorrow from 9 to 3 in the Student Success Center. I'm sure our local supply will need a boost.
Oh, yeah.
That can be great for someone that doesn't feel like they can help. We also spoke earlier about how difficult today might be for teachers who have to help answer questions, kind of navigate things with young kids who are trying to process their feelings.
While dealing with their own feelings.
Right. Stephanie on the text line says, unfortunately, school-aged children are required to be aware of the dangers of mass shooting. I'd suggest being honest. Highlight the good, people working together to stop them, people working in groups for reunification, people bringing food to news and emergency workers. Michael on the text line said, this is not Casey. I am so upset about what happened. This one is a question for Teresa. It says, I know you and Mallory Kay were there at points thanks to social media. Were you guys still there when everything happened?
We were walking to our car. We were up. We were pretty far away from the actual Union Station building because we were at the base of the Liberty Memorial. And from the time that we turned and left the memorial and walked to our car, which was right there in the museum parking lot, it was less than 5 minutes. When I got to my car, my mom was texting me going, are you okay? There's a shooting.
Such a scary day. I can't believe it was real. Amy on the text line said, if I was a teacher, I would ask the kids what they know already. That's a good line, good way to kind of get the conversations going. Let's see. This says, I talked to a trauma therapist last year from Children's Mercy. The best advice, just ask them. Ask the kids what they're feeling and tell them it's okay to feel that. That's very true. And that advice is true for adults as well. Whatever Absolutely. You're feeling, however you're processing, is the right way to feel.
You know, sometimes we as parents have a hard time understanding our kids or just not even knowing if they're getting bullied. This is kind of like in that same realm. They're afraid to say something or they're scared. You need to talk to them about this because this is going to affect so many people, especially who were there.
Well, I'm one of those people. I always keep my feelings in. I don't feel a lot of feelings. And I was totally fine. Very shaken up as far as like, I just can't believe it's true. But I was very composed until this morning when Tara came in and hugged me and said, I'm glad you're okay. And then it just like the waterwork, it just all like lay loose. Like you don't realize that you're feeling those feelings until you talk about it.
It is a great feeling. I'll tell you, do you have so many people who care about you?
Absolutely.
I mean, seriously, the phone calls that I had from friends from high school who, you know, my Facebook page is blowing up instant messages because you hear something of radio. And that's all that I heard yesterday. And the first thought, because I knew where you were, I knew you were going to be safe. Steve Serrano was on that stage.
Yeah, right outside Union Station.
Wherever report was coming out, and I'm like, oh my gosh.
On the text line, Lindsay says, I was in the spot that the shots went out and I had walked away about 5 minutes prior and completely shook by it. I am a teacher heading into work today, knowing that a tragedy could have happened to me yesterday. But my main concern is with my 9-year-old after she heard what had happened and this is what she did. And then Lindsay included a picture of a letter that her 9-year-old wrote to some of her senators, which is another great way to take action. This says, we didn't go to the parade because I had to work. My daughter wanted to go, but something was telling me it was not okay. My mommy guilt got to me to the point where I felt so horrible for not taking her, but my coworker said, that's your sign. You were safer here at work and your daughter's safer at home. I feel so bad for what's happened. My prayers and blessings go to all those who are affected. Let's see what else. Nathan says, I went to school with 2 of the 3 men that tackled the one shooter. Shout out to Bo and Stevie, true heroes. That is so true. So many people around Kansas City, the good people, were really trying to help each other, be there for each other, protect each other. I'm so thankful that we live in this city where we all can come together at times like this.
Well, yeah, good and bad. And that's the thing. And I will say this. I thought our media did an outstanding job. What the world saw was live.
It was live. It all broke on live television.
Because they were there at like 3:30 or 4 in the morning yesterday, lining up, setting up for the parade, doing all their stuff. And then the second crew came because the people that were in the parade, they were exhausted. They worked nonstop.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead. Are you there? I lost you. Good morning, Mix.
Hey, good morning, Rocket. It's Billy.
Hey.
Hey, I want to send out prayers to everybody that was down there. And my son and them were down there also with their grandparents, but they left a little earlier. So I want to thank God for keeping their hands over everybody. I just want to send my prayers out to everybody.
I appreciate it, man. I think everybody needs that today. And I think it was great, the Andy Reid story you told earlier, in case somebody's just joining us. I think that was a great story.
Yeah, it's a sophomore in high school. I think his name is Gabe Wallace, and he talked about how he was one of the people that had to go inside Union Station, and that at one point Andy Reid just told him, you know, just breathe, just stay calm, and he said it just made him feel really good, and then he went and checked on other people as well.
Like I said, it's okay not to be okay today. So we have these numbers for you.
Yes, we do. You can call this number 24/7. It's just 988. That's it. No other numbers, just 988. You can call that and talk to somebody any time of day or night. Or if you're more comfortable with a texting conversation, text the word SHARE to 741-741.
We had security in any number of places, eyes on top of buildings and beyond. And there still is a risk to people. And I think that's something that all of us who are our parents, who are just regular people living each day, have to decide what we wish to do about it. Parades, rallies, schools, movies, it seems like almost nothing is safe. And we had hundreds of law enforcement there working hard today. And I do want to echo what the chief said, who are running towards danger. But in a matter of seconds, someone who wants to disrupt anything, someone who wants to create any type of situation, or someone who is very simply reckless, can change not just one life or two lives, but almost 2 dozen. And that to me is absolutely devastating. And it makes me feel vastly more concerned as a parent just in the world today thinking about that.
It's got to be a long couple of days for him, really everybody. And I kept thinking about this too. If I was a Chiefs player, I'd just feel horrible.
Yeah, because they were posting about it.
They were there to see you.
Yeah, it's a no fault of theirs, but it would be impossible not to feel some form of guilt for that event.
So if you're an adult and you're feeling bad, we'd love, you know, to text us. We'd love to hear any advice that you were given. And we'll give out some numbers too, because it is good to talk about it and really just think about the positive of people helping people.
Yeah.
You've been talking about the two people that tackled the one gunman.
Yeah.
That's Kansas City.
Yeah. And if you just have feelings that you're not sure what to do with, you just need someone, a way to express them, call us.
Good morning, Mix. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey there. Thank you so much for taking these calls this morning. I'm a mental health provider, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate y'all putting out there the 988 phone number, reminding folks that it's okay to not be okay. This is absolutely horrible. Yesterday we were celebrating and in such a positive way, and to have this turn on its head so quickly, my hearts are with the people who are who have been impacted by this, as well as the entire town of Kansas City. This is just such a tragedy. We need to do something about this.
What is your name?
I'm Stephanie.
Stephanie, what advice could you give, just an immediate quick Band-Aid, for somebody who's waking up, has never dealt with anxiety, and all of a sudden they're like, what's going on with me? Why do I feel so weird and awkward today?
That's a completely normal feeling to have. This is not a normal thing to have happen. Mass shootings are becoming more and more commonplace in our country, and that is so messed up. Gun violence is the number one killer of children in our country, and that is just so hugely problematic. Something needs to be done about this. But back to your question, what can folks do? Take care of themselves. Let people know that they're feeling things, and it's okay to talk about it. If you're not sure who to talk to anyone. Call 988, call a friend, reach out to someone. And it's not a weakness to show vulnerability, especially in this time.
Yeah, very well said.
Thank you. It
is tough, especially when you think about, you know, it was such a great celebration. The weather, the sun, Union Station, kids playing catch outside, throwing the football back and forth, a normal day in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. It just went south.
Yeah, an absolutely beautiful celebration that just got turned on its head. And I am so glad that there have been people who have been calling out the problematic nature of this whole scenario. Brittany Mahomes did a great job saying violence is not the answer. This is not what we need to be doing, especially in the face of something that was supposed to be so wonderful, to have it change. And we don't know all the ins and outs of it yet, but this is not the answer. We need to do something about this with our policy, with our nature around guns and otherwise.
Well, we appreciate you calling our show, and thank you for the advice you gave to Kansas City.
Thank you. Remember, mental health is health. It is okay to not be okay. Thank you again for promoting 988.
You got it. Thank you. Let's give the number out one more time before we take a quick break.
It's 988. All you have to do is call those three numbers to talk to someone. It's okay to not be okay. Also, if you're more comfortable texting, I know a lot of people right now kind of prefer that over talking on the phone. You can text the word SHARE to 741-741.
Hey there, Casey. It's a Rock and a Trish show. A really hard day today. I think for everybody who got up and just felt, well, we talked about this early this morning, that it felt, even the drive, the weather, it just felt different, did it not?
Yeah. It's heavy. Mentally, physically, your body feels drained. It's just, it's a lot to process for sure.
And a lot of you, I hope you're out there, have been texting all morning long. I hope you find some way to deal with this, because this is gonna sting for a long time. And just think about this. If you're feeling the pain, imagine what a child, what's going through their brain right now after having the best day ever. It's sun is shining. They're outside. They're out of school. They're hanging out with their family. They're seeing, you know, the world champions, Kansas City Chiefs. It's a tough day for a lot of people.
Absolutely. We have lots of messages coming in on the text line. Rachel from Weston says, don't let the criminals win by stealing our moment. Punish them by maintaining our pride for Kansas City and our Chiefs. Push back with that pride and celebration. This says, I'm a healthcare worker, and hearing mass casualty activation was incredibly sombering. I just want to thank all of our emergency responders. Megan says, I want to thank the lady that ran up to my husband and I with our four kids and told us it was a real shooting and to get away from there. My husband is military, and within minutes, his command was calling him to make sure we were all right. Let's see, what else do we have here? Maisie says, my advice, don't isolate, come together. That is very true. Whatever you're feeling is totally normal. Don't be scared to talk it out.
And if you don't have anyone to talk to, call us. We're not professionals by any means, but we're just here to listen.
That is one of the things, if you've been dealing with anxiety and things like I have my whole life, isolation will hurt you.
Absolutely.
And it's harder to get out of that when you are just so isolated and you don't even think about anything else that's going on.
Yeah. And if you don't feel comfortable talking to us over the radio, there's also professionals that are trained to assist you. You can call 988. That's it. Just those three numbers, 988, 24/7 to talk to somebody. Or you can text the word SHARE to 741-741. But we really enjoy all coming together, working through this, working through our emotions. This text says, my kids were there with my husband. I was a few blocks away. They were right there and saw too much. The footage is so triggering for me.
Oh, speaking of footage, the FBI wants your help, by the way.
Yeah, they're asking anyone who directly witnessed the events yesterday to reach out to them. If you were in the area and you may have seen something, or if you took video and think that you didn't get anything important, let them decide, because there may be something they see in your video that you don't really think is a big deal.
You know, something I saw yesterday that was going viral was when people were out at the parade, when they were able to get a phone signal, they were always posting, I'm clear, I'm safe, I'm that. We didn't hear from a lot of people all day yesterday. My main concern is I knew where you were. Steve Serrano was right there.
He was on the stage.
On the stage.
Mm-hmm. I'm definitely anxious to touch base with him more and hear how everything went down from his perspective. On the text line, it says, I'm a local therapist. I encourage everybody to reach out to a local therapist. Many of us are ready to offer low cost or free support. I'd also encourage anyone to go for a walk, play catch, do anything to get your body moving. It will help our bodies reprocess the trauma of yesterday. That's all great advice. This text says, this makes me feel so sad today. It also makes me so mad. This is not a good representation of Kansas City. I love our city, and this is not it, just like what the police chief said.
Yeah, and we can't thank again the first responders. If you watch it on the news, because you were there, and you were getting ready to leave, mm-hmm. but when you're watching it on TV and every network, I had a buddy of mine just text me that his daughter from Thailand saw the breaking news and reached out to him. I mean, that's how fast it was. But every network there, it was like literally live TV. It was happening.
The pep rally had just ended.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure there were still people on the stage. And so, yeah, everyone was still on live television covering it when all of the events took place.
It was just weird because everywhere you go, I left a restaurant and I'm hanging out and just the quiet of like, oh, what just happened? I feel sick.
Exactly.
Then I went to Maiden, Kansas City, talked to the young girl and her boyfriend that were there, and they're like, they were shocked. I said, are you okay? He goes, did you hear there was a shooting? It just hit home.
Mm-hmm. I'm angry, too.
Me too.
That will be second
my
for me.
My heart, like, I feel so sad for Lisa Lopez Galvin, her family, for all of the victims, but I'm also angry because, like, the police chief said, this is not Kansas City. This isn't our city. And it just makes me so mad.
I agree. Kellyanne says, thank you, Rocket, Teresa, Tara, for taking time to talk about this today. It's comforting to have Kansas City come together on this somber day after yesterday's tragedy. Heather is asking about how real this is to the Chiefs players to know it could have been the people on stage or on the buses. My mom said she was watching the parade on TV and saw somebody throw something onto the bus. It's all so scary.
And also how we were saying earlier that obviously it's not their fault, but to know that all these people were gathered to see them mm-hmm. and right. to celebrate them.
It'd be impossible not to carry a little bit of guilt for that, even though it's not their fault at all.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I started listening to the radio and I'm listening to Devo. He had a hard time.
Yeah, of course. And you know, it's our job. Like this morning, I didn't sleep very well last night because I didn't really know how to handle today. Like, how do we do a show? What do we talk about? I mean, you can't just come in here and let's be funny. I mean, what do you do?
It's we're feeling things just the same as everybody else. And we also just want to be so respectful, cover the important info, and also honor the people that were affected by this.
Because just like you, we live here. This is our home.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I drive by Union Station every day. And to watch these reporters go to action, I'm like, wow.
It's truly too close to home. On the text line, this says, I'm a nurse. My sister's a sheriff in Kansas City. Emotions affect us all. Please reach out. On that note, let me read the phone numbers one more time,
please.
Just to make sure everybody hears them. You can call 24/7-988. Excuse me, I'm choking. That's it. Just those three numbers, 988, or text the word SHARE to 741-741.
You know, Steve Serrano is here. Should we go get him and try to get him on a mic?
I don't know if he wants to talk right now.
Yeah, it's tough.
I reached out to him this morning to make sure he was okay.
Same here.
And, you know, he said he's okay, but it was just very heavy yesterday. That was a lot to deal with.
Yeah. All right, give those numbers out one more time, Tara, please.
You can call 24/7-988 or text the word SHARE, SHARE, to 741-741.
Rocket and Teresa and Tara in the morning. Mix 93.3.